Welcome to the Ebonics Podcast. I want to wish a happy Independence Day to Jamaica. Today marks that. And is the very first week in August. And I thank you all for tuning in to Ebonics Podcast. We're going to get it jumping. I am Q, your producer. My IG is black_101 on IG, along with black_lion101 on Snap. So, tune in. You know, my snaps are very entertaining. It gives you an introspective look on life. And I'm about to move to my co-host, Jazz.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Fab Jazz. All my social media, from my Instagram, my Snapchat, and my Twitter, is Fabulous, FABULOUS _JAZ. So you can follow me. Right now, y'all know I'm looking a little mess. I'm like full on mommy mode today, but you know, I'll be back flawless with a nice lane bob. Next, we have someone, you know, one of the biggest assholes on the show coming to the stage. We have Mr. Sid
Stone. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Hell nah. What's up? What's up, my peeps? It's your boy. You already know who it is. It's motherfucking Sid the CEO, and you can catch me on iGrind4A12 every motherfucking day on IG and on Twitter and on motherfucking everything. Catch me. And we got a host of topics. This is going to be a show for the stars right now. So we're going to get right into it. Ebonics Podcast starting off 8/6/17.
All right. So what's going to go on? Jazz has to give us some news that's going on in the media in this present week.
Okay, y'all. So, I just want to let y'all know it's been a lot of crazy things that's been going on in the media this week. One, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Peel from Key & Peel for his great way, his marketing strategy that he had for Get Out, the context behind the movie Get Out. If you have not seen Get Out, it is a must-go see. I actually saw it twice. It was good. He basically took a $4.5 million budget and quadruple that. His marketing budget was only 30 mil and he made more than that. So shout out to him. It made a lot of people want to go out and see. I just recently watched the alternative ending.
An alternative ending?
Yes, have it on.
Okay, don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. Okay. But if you haven't seen it, just go ahead and get that because it has an alternative ending. And I'm not going to give a spoiler. I know a lot of y'all are discussing Power and what's going on Power. I'm not a Power watcher. But clearly, it's some new, interesting, hot things that are going on. The new season of Empire is about to come out. In late September, Black Ink Chicago is doing really good. It's an actually funny, excellent show. It is so live. It's so lit. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. That is like straight beast mode.
Yes.
Tore up the whole nine mag. It was so entertaining that he lost it, but it was like, dang, they were good friends. You know, Usher has this big lawsuit against him now. Which is a little bit subjective. We touched on it before, but he has a lawsuit of women who are coming out now saying they slept with him and he didn't tell them that they had herpes. And I'm just, you know, he still hasn't confirmed or denied it, but an allegation was made that he did give someone herpes and he had a non-disclosure with them, but they released it on social media, yeah. Which is crazy. Colin Kaepernick, you know, bless up to him. Hopefully, you know, things work out well for him. In the sports world, things have been going good for him ever since he stood up for what he believes in. So, shout out to him and all that he does. But one thing that I do want to talk about this week, which is uber crazy, that happened to come out, was Bobby Valentino and the transgender.
I don't understand.
you know, I'm not going to say, you know, if he did or didn't do it or, you know, how that works. But I do want to say that, gentlemen, when you are out here, and it's no offense to transgender because I know transgender, shout out to the LGBTQ community, but there are some transgenders out here that will not let you, you know, let you know their previous sex before they transition to their sex.
And that goes
for men and women. with both. You have women who are transitioning to men, not telling their female counterparts or their male counterparts that they used to be a girl. And you have some females out here who are transitioning. I mean, some males that are transitioning from male to female, and they're not notifying their counterparts.
Man alert.
What?
This is a breaking news. So, as of this moment right now, it is now acceptable for us men to grab in between the legs on the first date.
You just got to make sure. Trunk now.
Grab him by the pussy.
No.
It's okay now because we have an excuse.
No,
look, man. You can't just grab it. You got to start with your hand on your thigh.
Hold on, side note.
It's okay.
Let me be.
Then if you're wrong and she trips, then you don't. No, then it's no second date anyway.
No,
why are you tripping on the date?
But no, if they're transgender and they still have their man parts, if they tuck it good enough, it's gonna feel like a badge. You do know
that. I'll be down. No,
and you have some transgenders that have already transitioned that actually have vaginas.
Okay.
Like a full functioning working vagina.
But you so see grabbing a body.
Yeah.
No, but they have a lot of different surgeries out now. You can get your Adams. I mean, some distinct features like the hands. I know somebody told me like they were out the other week and they were like, she was real bad. They was like, nah, them hands wasn't looking right. It was looking like mine. And I was just like, they was like, but the boys, it was no Adams apple. They was shaped right, but they was like, nah.
Just don't grab it, fellas. You put your hand on the thigh first.
No, it should be a height requirement along with the shoulder width.
A height requirement.
You can't have surgery.
Not a height requirement because I like women that's a little bit tall. Abs.
Huh? No.
You can get abs put in your body.
Yeah, but you can't shrink somebody's shoulder width.
I need some of that. They charging 2 bands per ab, nigga. You want a 6-pack? That's 60 bands.
What?
Man, I'm cool.
Going out the country. Because, you know, now they have a thing you can get your Adam's apple shaved and it can go inside your vocal cords and shave it down so it can make your voice even higher pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
2017.
I know this dude told me the other day. He was like, yo, this your son? I was like, yeah. He was like, shout out to you because you winning out here. Like, you a real woman. I was just like,
yeah.
I was like, man, chill out. You're doing too much. He was like, nah, for real. For real. And I was just like, okay, he must have had a bad experience.
That's justification.
With a TS. But no, y'all, Bobby Valentino, he still hasn't spoke out. All he did was just gave a video on, you know, how people are being negative about him.
And they should be and talking
about him. And they should be finding something better to do. But I was going to say, like, the transgender that I did see, she wasn't she didn't look that manly to me that he would be able to tell. But, you know, like I tell anybody, when it comes to videos, you don't know, before it started recording, you don't know what happened the 30 seconds before that that changed the whole dynamics of it. And, like, and if he is missing, this is my a thing that it's, like, really getting old and, like, I'm really getting tired of it is, it's, like, if you're doing something with a celebrity, like, keep it to yourself.
That's why celebrities make those put their phones on the table.
Or sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, but still, like, to me, it's kind of like, everything is not for everybody to see, for everybody to know, and to understand. So, if you are in a situation like that, you don't have to blast that you're with that celebrity. If he wanted, he did have a video with the girl, you know, the alleged. But it looked like they was just partying, having a good time. Yeah, but she looked like she was partying, having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
It was a quick glance. Like, all of them, from a quick glance, all of them looked like they were females. But this is, my niggas, this is what you got to do. One tall tale sign leads to an investigation.
Well, what sign is that?
There's so many of them. If she has a deep voice, I'm investigating.
I have a deep voice.
No, you don't.
No, you do.
No,
you don't.
Listen.
No, you don't. Like, you have
only when you're waking
woman's
up in the morning.
Voice.
Only when you're waking up in the morning. That's it. Or late at night.
You have heard me when my voice does transition and dudes be like, hey.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, hey, I gave birth.
What's up, baby?
it's real raspy, but my voice used to be deep when I was younger, low key.
But no, you got to have a height requirement. You got to look at the hands. You got to look at the shoe size.
Yes, bro.
You got to look at the shoulder width.
And she got shoes bigger than mine.
But, hey, that's a problem. But I will say this, and it may come off as controversial, but I feel like every woman who's had that procedure should have some type of watermark or a scar to let you know, like, that they had the procedure. What? It should be a legal thing.
Not a watermark or a scar.
Yeah, like a... like
you
a,
know, so to make it even further, I think that it should be illegal to have sex. I think that it should honestly, it's a crime to have sex with a guy if you're a transgender and you don't let them know.
Whoa.
That's what... Yo, that's real. That should be illegal. Duval said. Duval said that this week, and it was cooking.
Well, mm-hmm. Duval got so much, like, backlash this week for his comments, and he didn't care. But I mean, I understand both sides of the coin. You know, I'm not a man, so it's a little bit different. But I do understand both sides of the coin, because I feel like in any situation, certain things should be discussed.
Yeah, it's 2017.
Before we take it to the next level,
the technology is crazy.
Yeah, but certain things should be discussed, and I think that you should tell people, you know, what's going on.
Did y'all hear about the guy who stabbed the man 37 times because he was a transgender, and he waited till afterwards to tell him? That motherfucker got life. Yeah. Like, he would not have life right now. I mean, I would lose it in the exact same way. He would not have life in jail right now had he had the dude discussed that prior to the engagement. And that's really what should happen. You should not be able to just trick niggas out.
You shouldn't just be... I feel like you should definitely be open and honest with it. Because if you made that decision, then you made that... Mm-hmm. You made the decision that you felt was comfortable for you. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand that whatever decision that you make in life, not everyone's going to be comfortable with it. But I think that in the situation, what causes such an uproar with a lot of people is that I'm about to do something with you and you recording it, or after we do something, then you let me know, like, oh, I used to be this. Now, it's like, no, don't do that.
That's
just
a
be
problem.
Upright and honest.
Don't take away somebody's power of choice.
In any situation.
5 to 10. 5 to 10.
You said 5 to 10.
5 to 10. Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Reclaiming my time.
I don't feel you, though. And you know, with Bobby Valentino, he hadn't been, like, well-known and talked about. But I would hate for me just to be being talked about strictly because I allegedly messed with a transgender. You know what I'm saying? Like, men are different from women because men come from, like, a more of an ego or a pride space. And so, like, when you do something like that, most heterosexual men, they're, you know, they like certain things. And they don't want it to be perceived that they have homosexual tendencies, because it's still a stigma if you're a man and you sleep with a transgender, whether they have a penis or a vagina or a penis,
then you're gay.
Is that it's that stigma that you feel like you're gay. I've just done something gay.
But you are.
You are.
But see, in the technical aspect of it, if you were a man and you used to be a woman, you have a full functioning vagina and you identify as a woman. Because a lot of transgenders do have vaginas.
If you have sex with somebody who does not have a uterus, you were gay.
Yes.
Well, they don't get uteruses.
That's my whole point.
Some niggas is gay unbeknownst to them. They got tricked into gayism. And
see,
you're now
that's
gay.
That's what Duval was saying. Duval was saying is you're trying to make me be gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's real. Can you not understand that? Why are you trying to make me be gay? Go find somebody who's okay with it. There's a million gay niggas in Atlanta. This is the most gay city next to San Francisco probably that there is. Go find one of them. Don't try to trick me.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm going to shoot you.
And then...
and I'm going to catch this charge.
I'm so sorry.
5 to 10, reclaiming my time.
I'm so sorry for y'all knowing this microphone. But you know, like, Atlanta's leading right now with HIV and AIDS.
Yes.
Crazy.
Everybody go get checked tomorrow.
Hey, you have to.
It's because the summer's out. Ain't nobody using no condoms.
It's hot. The mosquitoes.
I can't.
Nah, man. But you need to get checked. You need to check yourself. Stay strapped, man.
Every 6 months. Every 3. Get checked. Y'all go get checked. Every time you pass it.
I've been going every 12. Every April.
But yeah.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
I'm getting checked. November.
Oh, okay.
Every time I go to the doctor,
that's your birthday present. Go get checked. Happy birthday, nigga.
Fuck. You get that bad news.
I'm so paranoid, though. Like, my OBGYN be like, nothing's wrong.
No, bye. But don't that wait for them results just have you like, what if, man? Yeah. That what if, or that one time, man, that shit blows your mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, every time most of the time I pass sex, I go to the doctor. Judge me if you want to.
Heck nah.
So kids out there, please protect yourself. Wrap it up. Not just pregnancy, but against STDs and diseases. Yes, because
gonorrhea too is ferocious and it lives in the mouth.
Hell
in
the throat. Y'all seen them condoms that change colors?
They haven't been patented yet, but they said
they haven't been approved yet.
Yeah, but that's it's real amazing.
Though. They're
working on it.
They're working on it. They work.
The number one selling condom. The number one. On that.
Hey, Trojan bot got to run for his money. Hell no.
Yeah, man. So, with us having these discussions, who would y'all like to nominate to put in the freezer? And when we say freezer, we mean cold musically. Who is cold? Who can we retire early who hasn't been retired yet?
Icebox. My heart.
Now, it's funny that you say that song. Because Omarion gets no play. He gets no play. Even when he signed the MMG, like, he didn't get no love out there.
His song that he had supposed to be?
I mean,
if y'all do come close to me, you gonna wanna run.
And he was mad that he didn't get the Grammy nomination for that. It was a big song, but Chris made that. Chris and Janae Aiko made that.
Oh my God. FYI, Janae Aiko has a song called Maniac. I think it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
I've been hearing a lot about SZA, though. Like, I hear her album is crazy. Yeah.
Hey, shout out.
Let me come inside you. Let me put this seed inside you.
She got a few good songs.
Hey, SZA's dope.
Yeah.
And Transformation Tuesday goes to SZA. Y'all seen the before pictures of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't seen them.
Yeah, she grew up. She weighed about 250.
She was fat, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She skinny.
Yeah. She lost about a lot of weight.
It did. Now in that new video, that ass looked like it alone weighs about 250.
So, Sam, who do you nominate to put in the freezer?
In the freezer, I'm going to put that boy, Rich Homie Quan.
Oh.
When did he come out with anything?
That's the point. Because when Rich Homie first came out, Rich Homie was dope. Everybody was bumping the mixtape. He had about two of them that was fire. Even then, even when he signed the Cash Money and he was rapping with Young Thug and Birdman, people was really, really trying to fuck with him at that point, and he let us all down. He let the whole city down. Rich Homie Quan gets the motherfucking freezer.
All right. Rich Homie Quan, I could see that. You know, I like his first song. That's it. Yep. Feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. Who do you nominate, Jazz?
To the freezer? As a rap artist?
Rap, R&B artist, or even actor. Somebody who's just like... Is that nigga they not bouncing
Trump
back?
That's what I was about to say. Trump, like he's Trump so out of control. Like Trump goes in the freezer every time. Like he's so out of control. Like it's ridiculous. I'd be like, yo, this is too much. Every day, first of all, he argues with everybody. I just don't understand how he has time to run a country and argue with everybody. Like,
yeah, true,
bruh.
He about to go on vacation.
But he get a pass though because if he was like Obama, then
he'd
be getting cooked out here
arguing. I'm sorry, y'all. You got a gnat in the studio today. Gnat, get back. I'm sorry. Do y'all remember when people said gnat?
No.
That's a little gnat.
It's a gnat.
It's a gnat behind you. It keeps wanting to bite you. But no, Donald Trump gets put in the freezer because he's out of control. He's trying to appeal this health care stuff. And all the people that voted for him, they real, you know what I'm saying, they should feel a little stupid because... Most of the people who need affordable health care are from different
ethnicities. I literally laugh out loud when I see people that have Trump stickers on their car.
And they drive.
Yes, and they still drive it. Yeah. I literally laugh at them. And I'll pull up beside them and laugh like, so how does it feel? You're an idiot. You know you're an idiot. But you're going to stick by it that you're an idiot and leave this sticker on your car. You can pull it off.
Yeah, but it's the belief behind it.
He's got...
Like, they believe in his brand.
Okay, and I want to get this off my chest.
Right. Say it with your chest.
Before Trump ran for president, I fucked with him. Because as a businessman, there's not too many more who's better.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that.
He knows how to... I don't think he's... I think he has charisma and stuff. Terrible. But from a business perspective, he knows... He's a finesser. Like, mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. He knows how to finesse. He's been bankrupt many and many mm-hmm. a times and bankrupt a lot of his projects. Businesses. So mm-hmm. he gets the process and how it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. I do give him that. But in terms... But that's all I give him is
if
that
you can he turn knows a million, how to finesse. Yeah, if you can turn a million into a billion... Then I need to learn something from you.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
He had a rich pops, man.
Who gave him a million.
And gave him other resources, too. Like, who want their son to fail? But, cool. mm-hmm. you know, I appreciate those who
I'm going
to
do the same
who
thing.
Who didn't necessarily even have nothing to stand on, but who I'm going to put in the freezer. And it's, you know, social media kind of brought him to light. And looking back on his music catalog, it's Bobby Valentino. You know, I liked his song, Tell Me. And his first album, first song, Slow Down. I didn't like Miss Anonymous, but, you know, he's cold out here in these streets saying after these allegations, he's not going to bounce back. And, yeah, man, Bobby V, you know, you need to get back with Tim and Bob and make some magic. And outside of that, man, you going in the freezer from my perspective. And which brings us to the very topic of the day, how detrimental social media is. Would you delete social media for the sake of your relationship? All of your social media for the sake... Hold on, let me repeat that so I can get that shit on Snap. So, the topic of the day is, would you all delete your social media for the sake of your relationship? For it to work and prosper. Could you delete it all?
Absolutely. I don't even fucking like social media. I get on there. That's the wave. I don't like social media. I think that it's like channeling people's fucking energy. I think that if I focused as much time on my social media that I did as in becoming more successful or a better human being, then I would be Mahatma Gandhi out here. You know, it's really, really draining of energy. And I mean... There's three people in this room right now that's on social media. And I'm not on it, and it's only three of us.
What? Wait a minute. That didn't make sense.
First of all, y'all, FYI, if y'all want to know who's been controlling the Ebonics podcast page,
yes. Hey, shout out.
The CEO.
Let me get some context to this.
Shout out
to the podcast, Ebonics podcast. We jumping now.
So I had to get some context to this because, all right, so I got to give Sed credit because he grew the Ebonics podcast numbers. 250 followers within a week. But the method that he used had people hitting me like, why are you posting all this shit on this? And it had me to call satellite. And I looked at it, and it was a lot of raunchy shit that you had on there.
No, it wasn't. It was two posts that I deleted.
It was three.
Okay, two or three.
But it was just like, you had girls massaging their asses, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, but, and all niggas want to see that.
But I don't fuck these niggas, man. I don't give a fuck about them. But
huh? No, these are followers.
Right? Yeah, I know, but still.
You know.
Yeah, man, but I got to give you credit. I got to give you credit, man. You grew the podcast IG page up. You know, the plan is to get it, you know, get it to a specific level and then just put content on there. And, yeah. Jazz, how you feel about that?
I mean, lately I fall back from social media anyway. My life be so crazy. Sometimes I don't even get on there like, you know, a few people I know hit me up and was like, dang, you ain't snapped. I'm like, man, I ain't even talked to my friends in a couple of days. I'm out here grinding hard, trying to touch 100 bands.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Trying to touch 100
channel
bands.
Channel that energy.
Easy.
Channel that energy. 2-0-1. When the twist tower activate. Hell nah.
Trying to touch 100 bands. So, you know, when it comes to the business, I ain't... you know, when it comes to social media, I feel like now that I'm older, I try to keep my personal life so personal because, you know, shout out to the Hive. You know what I'm saying? But Beyonce had put up a little video and she was just saying that when people judge you off a 10-second or a 60-minute clip of your mm-hmm. life and they feel like they know everything about you, if they see you, you know, not having a good day, they contribute it to your relationship or your money. They don't just see it like maybe internally you have something going on. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, yeah, I was rocking with what she was saying because, I mean, I believe in that. And I feel like I see so many people every day. Like, you know, a few people were offended at me because I had posted on social media, like, if you taking Xanax and Percocets and Molly and all that post. Other stuff, like, you're a junkie. Like,
you're not cool.
If you're taking, like, you're not cool. Like, man, let me tell you something. If you're taking these drugs, like Xanax, you know, I don't have a problem with people who are prescribed Xanax and they take it because they genuinely need it. Mm-hmm. If you're in pain because you have surgery and you have a Percocet, cool. I understand that. But if you get bumming this stuff off other people, like if you, you know, dirty Sprite, no, it's not really, first of all, stop. Because these money. Rappers, but then a lot of these rappers, they do it on occasion. Because if you doing dirty Sprite, you taking Percocets, you taking Xanax and all that.
Some don't even do
it. You're mental, like Pimp C.
Your mental health after a while is going to decline and you're going to be dead. Like,
But how do you feel about deleting your social media for the sake of your relationship?
I would, though. If, I mean, if it was that serious, but I would never
let my social media. I got a homie who did that. I got a homie who deleted all of his social media except for Facebook.
That's, no, he didn't delete it all, man.
He's got is Facebook, bro.
That's easy, though. Facebook is where the number one people cheat outside of Snapchat.
But, man, Facebook is kind of plagued to me.
See, Facebook is not Facebook even really.
I know. We get a lot of views on Facebook and stuff like that. But I deleted my Facebook 5 years.
But
six
you know,
years ago.
You know why you say it? You know why it's number one? Because you don't think it's number one. Because
that's real. That's real.
That's it.
What would you think? What do I think is number one? It would have to be. What's the number one way people cheat?
Snapchat, because all the message delete.
It's gone.
Whoever created this, I say this all the time. Whoever created Snapchat was
a cheater. Is a cheater. It's for the cheater.
It's a cheater app. Like, come on.
Hey.
It's a cheater
app. Shout out to VH1 for bringing cheaters back.
Oh, man, cheaters is my show, boy. See, now that you got social media and all this other stuff, and you know Snapchat got the feature where it could know your location and all that stuff. Yo, this junk is crazy. I just don't want nobody to have that much access to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the smartphones, man. That shit has hindered us.
No, smartphones has helped because it exposed all these cops for all this bullshit that they be doing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. If we didn't have smartphones, cops wouldn't.
That's true.
They have the shit that they be
that
doing.
Is real true. That's the truth. I can tell you one way smartphones has hindered us.
How?
It's going to give us all neck problems by the time we 56. Yeah,
this is true.
Because we always looking down.
What? Shout out to the noobs. What's your brother's phone number?
I'm not putting my brother's phone number.
You know by heart?
No.
Okay, that's my point.
What that mean?
It is a lot because you don't.
Oh, you don't need to. I know my parents' house number by heart.
You know your mom's phone number?
I know my mom's phone number by heart.
Okay, me too. I know my mom, my dad, my sister.
I know my work number,
but I intentionally remembered it because I noticed that I don't remember nobody's fucking numbers no more. And I used to remember everybody's number. I used to get on the phone and I could dial a phone number in 2 seconds. I can't dial nobody's phone number by heart. Now, if it ain't my sister, my mom, my girl, my dad, I had to think about my dad's. I can't dial my brother's phone number by heart.
I mean, but that's real. Mm-hmm. But that's only. But you know, at the same time, my parents had the same number since forever.
Yeah. And people change numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time.
Like shout out to Tavea. I love her to death, but Tavea be stay with a new number.
Oh man, so
yeah.
This brings us to
some phone numbers.
Yeah.
Are you forgetting them? How many you remember?
Everybody who in my. Shoot.
In your favorites? You remember everybody's number who's in your favorites? Mm-hmm. Hell nah.
Nah, I'm lying because I still ain't memorized my son number even though he don't never use it or whatever. Right. He don't never use it. But like I know my mom, my dad, Trisha, Katie. my grandma number. And
there's numbers that I used to remember, but yeah, I don't anymore.
I remember old numbers, but like, nah, I could tell you what today's old numbers were.
Y'all gotta exercise your brain. I'm like, so
sometimes do so don't do.
Yeah, so sometimes I'll be like, man, what was that that one song, or what happened in that one movie? What was that movie where they did this? Or I remember a question that was an instance, and I was trying to think of the answer, and I could have Googled it, and I was in front of a bunch of people, and I told everybody not to Google it. I was like, let's just figure this out using Google. The question was, what was Hunchback of Notre Dame's real name?
Quasimodo.
There you go. Okay, cool. But nobody else remembered that. I mean, wow. You know. Cool. So the thing was, don't use Google. Exercise your brain. You know, don't be a slave to the smartphone. Let that shit work for you. Exercise your brain and let it be an added resource. I mean, people have smartphones nowadays and they don't even use it. We have access to the most information that any generation has ever had in the history of the world. And people fucking shit on it every day and don't use it to what it should be used for.
This is true.
How many people have actually Googled how to make $1 million?
Probably not a lot.
Right. Probably you not know, a lot. Right. And that's the ultimate thing. Like, not $1 million, but wealth.
All right. Well, you know, this brings us to the next segment for yourself, Seb. Who do you want?
Hustling backwards. Next topic is going to be hustling backwards. I'm going to hustle forward. We're going to feed off of this positive energy. Exercise your brain, by the way. That was the message of the last topic. Exercise your brain. So the topic is hustling backwards. We're going to hustle forward. And I want to shout out Maxine Waters. Maxine Moore Waters.
GOAT.
Yes. Of all time. Yes. You know. Well, she's an American politician. She's a U.S. representative for California's 43rd Congressional District.
The Queen Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
Auntie Max.
She has coined the term.
On your ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Reclaiming my time. You know. And she was first really, really put out there into the, you know, the world's eye when, not from the reclaiming my time, it's from when she was saying that she would not be disrespected as a black woman, which, by the way, are the strongest people on this earth.
Man, hell yeah. They be so unappreciated, man.
Mm-hmm. She's basically sitting here around all the, her peers are white male politicians who have been taught their whole lives that they are it, and she is in the midst of it wrecking fucking shop, and I commend you 100% for that. I commend you for being so outspoken against the Iraqi war and against Donald Trump. That is to be a U.S. you know, representative, and to be outspoken, to be the minority of everybody in that instance and still be so outspoken and hold your opinion about it. That's a big up, and that's a big win for our culture.
Big up.
Ebonics.
Absolutely. And this is a little thing. This is just a stopping point. Do y'all have anything else that y'all want to talk about?
Chief.
That shit easy when it's organized, right?
Why are we talking about this on camera?
I'm going to cut all this.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's easy when it's organized. That's it. And what I said, I was saying, I told both of y'all this. I'm just mix last week's podcast with this one to bridge it out. But that's all I need from y'all. Hey. That's it.
They hear Currency.
I was like 40 minutes.
What do you look like? Is he cute?
Who?
Currency. You short?
I can give you his IG. Me and him about the same height.
Yeah,
didn't
he play,
what you mean? We ain't short. We 6 feet up.
Didn't he play?
Yeah, he played football for West Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Is he fat?
You want his IG?
I don't want
Shout out to my guy, JK. Shout out to my guy, JK. I'm gonna cut all this, but shout out to my guy. 26
likes, 4 JK. Followers. What you doing, Josh? Stop.
Currency exchange premium.
Stop.
Hey, yo, yesterday y'all wanna know something funny? I didn't even know Tamir was recording me, but I was on some wild shit yesterday. It was funny. She sent it to my ex dude.
When you little, you don't have a big butt. You gotta get low. It looks wider. You see the angle? Then you gotta just do this right. Go from side to side.
Yeah. Hey, play it again.
Step on it.
When you little, you don't have a big butt. You gotta get low. Looks wider. You see the angle? Then you gotta just gotta do this right here. Go from side to side. This is